There is a well-known medrash regarding Kabbalas HaTorah, regarding Matan Torah, that the medrash describes how before giving the Torah to the Jewish people, God first offered it to all the other nations of the world. And in each case, he went to the nations and they rejected it. He went different Gersas, but he went to Esav. Esav says, what's in it? Thou shalt not murder. And I can't do murders against my nature. He went to the descendants of Ammon and Moab and Yishmael. And as well, they rejected it because of theft, Arias, etc. However, the Jewish people said, he came to them and they said, Nase v'nishma. We will do, we'll just accept it without any tanai and without any condition. So that's the famous medrash. Well-known medrash that Klal Yisrael offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, and then finally they rejected it, and because of specific commandments in the Torah that they couldn't keep or felt they couldn't keep, so therefore they rejected. The problem is, upon deeper inspection, it doesn't seem to make any sense here, because if you assume, because the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the way I remember them, is the big three, the three things a Jew has to give up his life for: Avodah Zarah, idol worship, murder, and illicit relations. Then Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph, Avram, and Achai. Beis, Birkas Hashem, a euphemism for cursing God. Gimel, Gezel, kidnapping. And Dalet, Dinim. So all these things, murder, theft, and others, are all in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So what do you mean? Why did they didn't have any problem accepting the same way they accepted the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, even though those things went against their nature? Why should it make a difference now? That's the famous kasha many of the Bali Makshove asked. What's exactly going on with this medrash? What does it mean that by Matan Torah, they said, no, we can't do it because it's against our nature, but that same commandment during the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach wasn't an issue. So we'll have to come back and try to understand what's going on here. So there's a famous principle in Shas, many places in Shas, Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, other places. It's a debate whether mitzvahs Srichas Kavana or mitzvahs Eino Srichas Kavana. The mitzvahs require intent, or mitzvahs do not require intent. So, what do you mean to say that to some, I'm about to put on my tefillin, I'm about to shake the lulav, I shouldn't have kavana? No, everyone agrees that before you do the mitzvah, you should have kavana, have the appropriate intent. It's a post facto nakuda. It's after the fact. It's a legal question. If you did the mitzvah without the requisite intent, must I repeat the mitzvah or not? So, generally speaking, so the Magen Avraham, the Poskim, the Radvaz all talk about it. So the consensus view seems to be, on a mitzvah d'oraisa, on a biblical law, a mitzvah strichas kavana, and on a rabbinic law, mitzvah ein strichas kavana. So if you did a mitzvah in our Torah without kavanah, perhaps you'd have to do it, but a midrabanan you would not have to. So that's the general principle. We have mitzvah srichas kavanah. And as the Achronim, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others point out, that when you find the concept, we know, as we say, the shnei luchos habris. We said the Torah with the Aseres HaDibros were given, and we know they were given on two tablets. Why two tablets? So Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Kedushin, that the two different categories of commandments. There's commandments ben Adam l'makom, the first half of the glucose, and the second half ben adam lechavero, interpersonal, not to murder, not to steal, not to commit adultery, etc. So Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that all the examples we find in the Gemara of mitzvah sriches kavana are only by mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. But mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, we don't find the principle of mitzvah sriches kavana. If that's the case, so what kavana are we supposed to have? I guess it's coincidental. Do I have the same kavana by when I shake lulav as I do visit the sick, nichum aveilum, comfort the mourner, be involved in the mitzvah of burial, do a chesed? In other words, what kavana, what should be my motivation? Should it be because God commanded me, and that's it, kach siva Hashem? Or no, or perhaps maybe by ben adam l'chavero, I should want to feel for the person. I should want to visit the sick because I want to visit the sick. I want him to make him feel good. I want myself to feel good, but I also want the sick person to feel good. I want to go nichum aveilum to comfort the mourners. Is the kavana should the kavana be kach siva Hashem? Or when I go to visit a mourner, should I be thinking it's like shaking a lulav on that? So there's a famous Rambam in Shmona Prakim, in the sixth parak, where the Rambam writes, he says, what should one's kavana be? Let's say I walk by the restaurant and I smell these delicious pork chops. Or I go to a bakery and this tremendous treif, rugelach, danishes, or whatever foods they have. So what should I say? So the Rambam writes, one should not say, ugh, disgusting, I don't want to eat treif. I don't want to eat pork chops. I don't want to eat the lobsters. What should you say? Rotze ani. You should say, I really want to eat these pork chops, lobsters, etc. Ham, might as well throw that in. But what can I do? My Father in Heaven said I can't. That's what the Rambam writes, is a higher level. Let's put it this way. Not eating kosher will take, but what's the high, no matter what your reason is. But the Rambam says the higher level is that you should want to eat it, but you're not going to because God says not to. However, the Rambam says, that's only by chukim. That's only, let's say, by mitzvahs we don't fully understand the rationale, like mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. However, ben adam l'chavero, mitzvah sichlius, rational mitzvahs, that no. That you shouldn't say, you know what, I really want to murder, but what I really want to steal. I really want to hit the guy in the face. But what can I just see? It's the opposite. People, when it comes to trade, they say, it disgusts me. But when it comes to stealing, yeah, I really like to steal, but I don't want to get caught. So therefore, I'm not going to do it. So Rambam says, no, the opposite. When it comes to ben adam l'makom, so then you do a kach siva Hashem. You have the mitzvah striches kavana of saying, because God commanded me. However, when it comes to ben adam l'chavero, mitzvah sichlius, to be nice to someone, not to steal, not to curse, to do bikur cholim, you don't say, like, wow, I went to bikur cholim, finally I found someone who's hid their mitzvah, I found someone who's really sick. No, the purpose of bikur cholim is you do it because you want that person to feel good. You want him to get better. And that's why, that's the yisod of the Rambam, that when it comes to ben adam l'makom, chukim, you do it because kach siva Hashem. When it comes to mitzvah sichlia, so then we say no. We say, go ahead and say, I want to do it because I want the person to feel good. I want it because I want to do the mitzvah. I want to help this individual. I want to do nicham aveilam. To bring some more rayas to the Rambam, if we look in Parshas Mishpatim, by Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Im Kesef Talvez Ami, Mepharshim point out, it says, Im, when it says, if someone needs, a Jew needs money, you lend them money. But it says the Lashon Im, if. So Rashi quotes the Chazal, no, here it means, it wrote Im, but it means when anyway. So the question is, if it means when, why did you write if? So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein explains, is because that's the yesod. Because if a Jew's in pain, that's a ani imach. You have to feel the pain of an ani. You do it because you want to make him feel better. You want to help out a fellow yid. That's why you do it. You don't do it because kach tzivo Hashem. The mitzvah is to do what Yishe Kavan is to help him, to make him feel better, to get him a job, and to help him out, and therefore you give him a loan. So that's what we see. And in fact, the Chazon Ish even says it's stronger. He says, and if you have the wrong kavana, when you go to visit a person, you know, Areini Muchen Uzayim, and the guy says, what are you doing here? You couldn't care less about me. You're here for your own mitzvah. I don't need you. You're not making me feel better. In fact, it's Makaeris, it's a mitzvah. It's making the mitzvah worse. It's the opposite. The whole purpose of the mitzvah is to make the person feel good. And you're going ahead and you're going it and you're saying that no. You're saying you're doing it because Kach Tziva Hashem and not because of me. So that's what we see. But we see the Yisod of the Rambam, we see the Yisod, Rav Moshe writes it, the Chazon Ish. And in fact, that's what we see in the beginning of the Parsha. In Parshas, Mishpatim begins with the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. Why begin with Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri, why is that the first mitzvah given after Har Sinai? So, the Mepharshim point out, there's a famous Yerushalmi. In other words, there's a famous Rashi in the beginning of Chumash which says, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? It should begin with Hachodesh, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hachodesh. That's what it should begin with. Why begin with Eved Ivri? So there's a Yerushalmi that says, based on a pasuk in Parashas Va'era, that because the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, the mitzvah of letting free your Eved Ivri, was given in Mitzrayim while the Jews were slaves in Egypt, it was given to them. Yitzavim es b'nei Yisrael. So therefore, since the someone acclaimed based on the Yerushalmi, since it was the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, so therefore it makes sense that it's the first one recorded right after Parashas Yisro, the beginning of Mishpatim. However, the question is, but why was it given? In other words, the Parashas Mishpatim gives the framework, it's the representative of mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveru, interpersonal, it's full of interpersonal relationships. So why was Eved Ivri the model for all other mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveru? So along the lines where we explain, because the reason why it was given is to teach us how to do mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveru. That we know that it's to give when you're giving money to an ani, it's very hard to feel. If you've never been afflicted with poverty, if you've never been poor, you don't know what it's like to give someone. That's why this famous story where you saw Solanter out in winter in Europe, he went to one of the Gviers, one of the wealthy people that get money, and so you saw Solanter was out on the porch, he didn't come in, so the person came out. And it's going a couple of minutes, he's freezing, and he finally comes in and says, why didn't you come in right away? He says, because I'm collecting fajita in the yeshiva, or heat in someone's house. I want you to know what it feels like. I want you to feel the hergish. That's the yisod of an Amal Chaveiro. It's not because Kach Siva Hashem. It's because you feel for the person. And that's why specifically he gave them Shiluach Avadim then. So therefore, you feel for the person then when they were slaves. And therefore, they know what it's like. So now they'll be able to go ahead and treat slaves properly. Because when that's the framework for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. You don't do it because Kach Siva Hashem, but you do it because you want to become a better person. And that's how the parasha ends as well. At the end of Mishpatim, deals with Nasa V'Nishma, Matan Torah. So there's a, it says Tachas Raglav, a pasuk at the end of Mishpatim, talks about Rashi quoting from Chazal that he had a bricks. He had a brick on the bottom under his feet, Tachas Raglav. So what's the brick? The brick was reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs reminding, that he remembered the bricks, that they had to collect all the bricks from Mitzrayim, even without the straw. So he wanted to feel the pain. He wanted to be nosei ol bechaver. He wanted to feel the friend of one another. So how do we learn it from? We learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, so when he gave the Torah at Har Sinai, he had the brick on him to remind him of feeling the nosei ol, feeling the pain of another yid, feeling the pain of Klai Yisrael. And that's how we know. This is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afu Rachum. This is like we do acts of imitation. This is like he is Rachum, so too we are Rachum. And that's why as well, that's why this week it's Parsha Shkolem as well. Because Chatzi Shekel, that we all need one another. All Jews, we can't live on an island. Call Yisrael Ravim Zelazeh. And as well, this week, we Shabbos Mevarchim. We're venturing Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Purim. A lot of it, Adam L'Chaveiro going on there. Mishol Achmanos Mantonos Ravionim. But what do we say in the... What do we say in the Tefillah of Birkas HaKodesh? So we say Chaverim Kol Yisroel V'Nomar Amen. We say all Yisroel or all Chaverim. So why bring it up now? Like we know we're Chaverim or we're not, but why are we proclaiming it during Birkas HaKodesh? And as well, Rav Soloveitchik asks, why are we holding a Torah? We don't hold a Torah throughout the other tefillahs. Why are we holding a Torah? Why are we saying Chaveirim Kol Yisrael at the time of Birkas HaKodesh? So Rav Soloveitchik explains based on the Rambam Shita in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he explains that the Rambam Shita is that the Kiddush HaKodesh must be performed by the Basin HaGadol. Could be a Machokas Rama Ramban, but the Rambam Shita is you need a Basin HaGadol to do Kiddush HaKodesh. So Bizman HaZeh, now that we don't have a Basin HaGadol, so the mitzvah reverts back to us, to Klai Yisrael. So therefore we hold on to the Sefer Torah, as Rav Sajagon writes in Amun HaVedeyas, Eim Yumnaso Uma Elo B'Torah Seh. Our nation is not a nation only through Torah. Rav Sajagon writes that Torah is a mitzarev. So therefore, when we is acting as the Klai Yisrael, by holding on the Torah, we're showing all Klai Yisrael a mitzarev kliyachad. And therefore, that's why we're saying, Chaverim Klai Yisrael, that we're the Jewish people are united throughout the day, and we're declaring this day Rosh Chodesh. And that's the Yisod. The Yisod is, whether it's Eved Ivri, whether it's lending money, or it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisod is that you do the mitzvah because to become a better person. And that's the Yisod here. We asked, why is it that when it came to the Torah, they said, sorry, pal, we can't keep it. It's against our nature. But when it came to the Sheva Mitzvahs, it's the same Isser of murder, theft, etc. Why would it make a difference? So the Eben Ezra explains on the mitzvah of Losachmod, that Losachmod, we know the Torah legislates actions, but how could they legislate what I think? Aren't they out of our control? So the Eben Ezra explains that it's based on it shows you're lacking in Amuna, that basically you believe everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so being jealous of your neighbor is illogical, like Rav Descher used to say, like it's like coveting someone else's prescriptions. You have different eyes, so if you have it, if you need it, you'd have it. So go Sachmod, and as well as the Mefarshim point out, as well as the first one, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is also on the belief that when it comes to Lo Sachmo, which I think the Maharaj writes is like the culmination of the Aseres HaDibros, that's the yisod of it all, he explains, because when it comes to even one's actions, we know our actions are governed, but even one's inner thoughts and emotions are governed by the Torah. And therefore, we begin with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Lo Sachmod to tell us that not only does the Torah care about our behavior, but the Torah cares what's in our mind. The Torah is there to transform us, not just to regulate our... We're not here just to regulate our behavior, but we're here to become different people. So that's the pshat over here. Explain is that the difference is the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach dysregulate behavior. So I might want to kill, but you don't have to take care of your inclination as long as you don't. Society can function as long as you don't steal, you don't murder. I don't care if you think you want to steal, you want to. That's not. Maybe we prefer not, but that's not demanded. That's the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But the Torah is given lo sachmod. It's to transform our beings. It's not enough not to murder. We have to feel like we're a person who can't murder. It's not enough not to steal. We have to be a person who can steal. And that's the yisod of the Rambam. And that's the yisod of Eved Ivri. And Im Kesef Talveh, when it comes to mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro, we learn now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt the pain in the Jews holding the brick. Eved Ivri was the first mitzvah because you feel the pain while they were of Adam. And that's the yisod of all mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveiro. That it was given, they couldn't take the Esa of Yishma, they could accept the Sheva mitzvahs ben Noach because that was this behavior. But to transform themselves, that they weren't willing to take on, to change their personality and become someone who can accept the Torah. Perhaps that's why as well, why is Man Torah split into two? It begins in Yisro and ends in Bishvat. Some say Torah Shalapeh, Torah Shalapeksav, but perhaps we could suggest along our lines that in Yisro was the Benadam Lamakom with the Kolos who broke him. But the Benadam Achaveiro, when no one's around, doing Bikur Cholim, doing Nichum Avelim, helping someone in private, that's the Yisod of a Yid. And you do it not only because Kach Siva Hashem, but we do it because we feel that we want to become better people ourselves, but we want to help the Cholel, we want to help the Avel, and that's the Yisod we learn from Parshas Mishpatim and Matan Torah.